Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. The share should be a special source for Rav Shichi Leishmas, Rav Sester Bas Rav Shmuel, the source for Fuas Chayachav Fegavas Michalik Espasia, the source for Fuas Yigal Meir Ben Gloria, Shoshachal Israel. And we're going to be continuing our series. We've had number Shi'ulim in the Sefer Shut Hashavit of the Gaon Rav Shmuel Tuvia Stern, who was a Rav in Miami Beach, huge Gaon, Rabbi Tibor Stern. And this is in the 22nd Siman of the final volume of Shut Hashavit, the 8th volume. Hallelujah, there should be 800. And this is in Chelek Evan Ezer. And the Shaila is as follows. There was a certain girl who had Yichud with a boy. Everybody knew they were living together as man and woman. Over a year, she was impregnated. Chmana Litzlan, she aborted the baby. Then they broke up. She marries another guy who's a Kohen. She has three children from her Kohen husband. And then they broke up. She wants a get, and he refuses to give her the get. The Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael says he has to give her a get. He refuses to give her a get. He will not release her from being an aguna. And now she wants to know what to do. How can I save myself from being an aguna? I want to get rid of this Kohen husband of mine. So there are a few things that aren't clear to me, says Rabbi Stern. When this woman was misyachedes with the boy, with the boyfriend, the first guy, was she mizana with others? And if there were rov psulim, just like she was mizana with this, she was mizana with others. And the others pasul azona min haTorah. And therefore she's a surah lekohen. And even the mandiyamar panuya bala pnuya lo sa azona, the poskim say if she was mizana pamayim or more, she becomes a zone even if she's an Alice Lakasher and she's a Surah Lakoin. So she's ushered to the second guy, who she tried to marry. Because she's a Zona probably. She was Mizana. Pamaim or Yoser, the poskim say she has a Din Zona. Even a Panaya Bala Pnuya. Even if she's not nivellus to a pasula. But still, that's not going to help us, because midin zona, even though she's a surah lekohen, but there's still fizis kedushin, v'chai ve'lavin. So you force her to divorce the kohen, but there's still a get. So the shaila that's before us is if she was misyachedes and misaberes from the first guy, so she is a din pilegesh. She is a halachic din of a pilagish, of a concubine. And according to these shitas, that a pilagish doesn't go out without a get. So now the shaila is the kedushin chal with this kohen. Now that she was misyacheta, she was set aside for this guy, and she even was pregnant, came pregnant by him, is the kedushin with the kohen a valid kedushin? If it wasn't a valid kedushin, then she's muteris lashuk, and then she, meaning, then her second marriage to the kohen was not a marriage, and then she doesn't have to worry about being an aguna. Tshuva, says the Rav, be'ezras hachoini l'adam das hidden yonim imas espalo akel shetziva v'yas l'adam bedavra koshel hotzi lor mishpat abanus mayasa v'hein. I see, very poetic way of starting out the tshuva. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, what are women, married women, wives, and what are concubines? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Noshim v'ksube uv'kidushin, pilakshim b'loy ksuba u'b'loy kidushin. Women, wives, have both a ketubah, as they call it today, ksuba, and kidushin. Pilakshim, don't get a ksuba. They just are with the man without a ksuba and without kiddushin. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Arba Me'os Yelodim Hayu LeDavid. David had 400 children. V'kulam b'nei Yefas Toyar Hayu. And they were all the sons of the Yefas Torah, Shis Yefas Torah and the Mulchama. So these two members are related. Because L'chayra, the din of Pilegesh and the din of Yefas Tohar have a dimyan. They are similar. Yefas Torah gam kein hirak bebia, because Yefas Torah, like a pilegish, is with bia. That's how she becomes this man's wife. Just the Rambam says in Perek Ches Halachavov Mehuchos Malachim, v'niseis b'ksube v'kiddushin, v'im lo chofitz ba mishalcha lenafsha. Rambam says that this Yefeshes Yefas Torah is married with Ksuba and Kiddushin. And if he doesn't want her, he sends her away. And it says in the Sifri, Mishalcha Benavsha Beget. He sends her away with a get, like Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yonason says in the Sifri. And then Tziv writes in the Emekan Tziv, the Doimili Yavamish Agamkin, it only starts with Bia, without Kiddushin. We have Amakonis Asma Beget. Lachena Reyefas Toyar, he doime Shapir le Pilegish Achela Kitcha Bikidushin, Ubiksuba. Lachena me Meshalcha, Loy Meshalcha le Beget. Komok Mishinam Rashiluch be Ishus, Iru Beget. So the Yefas Toyar is similar to a pilegesh, because the Yefas Torah also, like the Rambam himself says, first they have bia, and then afterwards, if they stay together, then there's ksuba and kiddushin. And then a get, if he wants to send her away. And that's why the Rambam says, u'mishalcha l'nafsha, means with a get. Because once they're considered married, there's a get. And again, a pilegesh is similar in that there's also, at the beginning, there's no ksuba and kiddushin. It just starts with bia. So maybe that's considered marriage. Maybe she needs a get. Like Yeshus Yefas Torah. And the Gemara brings the two together. It talks about a pilegesh, and then it talks about Bnei Yefas Torah. In Yerushalmi, in Ksubis, Perakei Halach Beis, it says, Eze Isha Beis a Pilegish, what's a wife, what's a Pilegish? Rav Meir Omer, Isha Ish La Ksuba, Pilegish Ain La Ksuba. A woman has a Ksuba, Pilegish doesn't. Rav Yudo Omer, Achazu, Vachazu, Ish La Ksuba. They both have a Ksuba, Isha Ish La Ksuba, Tanai Ksuba. The Pilegish, Ish La Ksuba, V'Ain La Tanai Ksuba. So we have the Ksuba, and then we have the Tanai Ksuba, which the Korban Aida says is referring to the Tosefes, what the husband adds on to the Ksuba, and Banan Dichrin. We learn in Meseches Ksubas and other Tanaims. There it says that if the woman dies in the husband's lifetime, then after the husband dies, the children, her children, are going to inherit her, what she gave to the husband. And other Tanaim. So that's the difference between Ksuba and Tanai Ksuba. So we have in the Gemara that a woman has a ksuba, a pilegish doesn't, and the other opinion holds, no, they both have a ksuba. Just a pilegish doesn't have tanai ksuba. Now, what about kiddushin? So the Mforsha Hashas, Lamdu B'shitas Yerushalmi, She ksuba ein la, vol kiddushin yesh la. That a pilegish has kiddushin. Rambam, in Ishus 4:14 writes that before Man Torah, a man would meet a woman in the market, in the street. If he liked her, he brings her home and they're married. But now they have to do Kiddushin. And if they don't do Kiddushin, she's a Kadesha. And the Leibitz says, no, you know what a Kadesha is? A Kadesha is not when he takes her home and he pretends to be her husband. A Kadesha is a Mufkeres, she'en Kadesha ela Mufkeres. But Miyuchedes, if a woman is set aside for a man, that's not a Kadesha, that's a Pilegesh. That's not a prostitute, that's not a loose woman, that's a Pilegesh. Hakasuk bepasuk. Rambam inside says that before Matan Torah, Adam Poyesh Yishev Shukim Ratzahu Vehi Noisen Laschara Boilosa Al Eim Aderech Vahilech. So, before Matan Torah, I was referring before to the in Halacha Aleph, he takes her home, she's his wife. But now that Rambam is saying that before Matan Torah, a man would meet a woman in the market, if he wants, he pays her, he has bia, and he goes, and that's called the Kedesha. So Mishanitna Torah, Nesra Kadesha, Shanemar lo si Kadesha mibnos Yisrael. But once the Torah was given, a Kadesha is us, so you're not allowed to just meet a woman on the street, pay her, and have beer with her, and move on. Afika kolapo alisha l'shem znus, v'loi kedushin, loi kem anha Torah l'fisha baal Kadesha. Anyone who has beer with a woman, for znus, without kedushin, gets malchus min haTorah because he was baal the Kadesha. The Raivit writes, ein Kadesha elam izu menes. No. If you set aside a woman for yourself, that's a pilegesh. That's not a kedesha. V'im kilegesh akotsu b'pasuk. Beis farm shkosu v'emshi pilakshin b'li kedushin. Some svarim say that pilakshin don't have kiddushin. A man is miyached himself a woman without kiddushin. Bali aloshin doshin pilegesh mila fucha morkevis pi shegal umedis lefrakim lemishkal ulashamish es habayis upamim lemishkal. So the doshin pilegesh pi shegal that sometimes she's there for mishkal, mishkal's relations. And other times she serves in the home. The Magid Mishnah writes, Das Rabbeim Shalav Lo Ose Kedei Shabal Lesser Bia Derech Snus. V'arabu Adeas B'Psak Zeh. According to the Rambam, this Lav of Lo Siya Kedesha is coming to Aser Bia Derech Snus. There are many Deas about this. The Ravid writes in the Hasagis, no. Kedesha ela mezumenes v'ya mufkeres l'chol adam. But pilakshim are without kiddushin. And in parentheses it says uvlok suba. Uledas rabbeinu v'adei kach yagir tse pilakshim kiddushin b'lok suba. So according to the Ravid, what are pilakshim? Pilakshim are without Kiddushin. According to the Rambam, no. Pilakshim are with Kiddushin, without Iksuba. That's the Magid Mishnah on this Rambam. The only problem is that the Rambam himself writes elsewhere that in Hilchos Malachim, Upilakshim b'lo k'suba b'lo k'dushin, el b'yichud b'lvad k'onesu m'teres lo. Yeah, the Rambam writes that a Pilegesh is without the Kedushin, without Kedushin, just Yichud. There are those who want to learn in the Rambam here that he learns that a Pilegesh is with Kedushin. Because again, the Chayyim says, Ma pitom, Miyuchedes is a Pilegesh, and that doesn't require Kedushin. The Rambam does require Kedushin for a Pilegesh, says the Magen Mishnah, but the Rambam himself says that in Hilchos Malachim that Pilegshim are without Kedushin. So we have a steer in the Rambam whether Pilakshim are with Kedushin or without Kedushin. So I want to be metaritz the steer in the Rambam that Rashi al Torah writes Pilakshim b'Kedushin v'loik suba. And so they learn from the Yerushalmi that Pilakshim are b'Kedushin v'loik suba. Yishe yesh laksub, Pilagesh ein laksub. As we saw before. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim is medame bin din pilagish behedyot ledin ame ivri achar yeyud. That a pilagish having a hedyot is like an ame ivriya after the master is miyayid her, marries her. Now be yeyud there's kesef kedushin. Just as machloik is what the first money is for. Is it l'shem kedushin or not? But there's kedushin. And just she has no ksuba. And there's a machlokas about share ksus v'oina, whether she's entitled to share ksus and ona. Relations, clothing, food. Aval em ivri achar yeud, yeud is beget. But in am ivri, after she does yeud, she has a get, and her husband dies, like other benos, so yeud is beget of misabal. And therefore, we can be machalik between a pilagish of a melech and a pilagish of a hediot, of a regular person. Melech is kind of pilagish, balik kedushin, balik suba, because it's shavit or shel melech. That's part of his rights as being the powerful king. He gets a pilagish without suba, without kedushin. Because that's Sharvit or Shel Melech. And no one's allowed to use that to Sharvit any afterwards. After he uses it, nobody's allowed to use this Sharvit. Rambam, Melachim 2:2. Avalisha Shel Melech Einin Avelas Acher La'olam. The wife of a king is never as beer with anybody else. Alom Manavshach. Kushis HaMelech V'amanat HaMelech Asura Subiyas Nusa Alo Asura L'kuliyam. V'lo Nishra Alabiyas Pilegesh. So he says that the wife of the king does no bia with anybody else. But if she's his grusha and his almana, so they're asuros, and it's pashit, it's bia's nus. So the Rambam can't be telling us that. It's pashit that grushaso of almanasa are asura. So what's the Rambam then talking about? He's talking about the pilagish. You see that the pilagish of a king is asur to other people. But behedyot, hedyot's different. We can say that a hedyot requires kedushin, because in the Yerushalmi doesn't mention kedushin. And if you look at the tzion, when they note the source in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, they bring the Rambam and Ishus. And when they bring the Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi, they bring the Rambam and Hilchos Malachim. These are two different inyanim. Din Pilegesh Shel Melech, Din Pilegesh Shel Hedyot. Lamdu pshat b'shas and hedjim pilagish b'lo kedushin b'lo ksuba kolom b'shein etzricha l'shteya aval achas v'kedushin. So pshat in the Gemara in Sanhedrin is that she needs kedushin, and therefore the correct gerson the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus is pilagish b'kedushin. But Hilchos Malachim the Rambam is talking about a pilagish shel melech, and a melech has a kinyan and it's pilagishin without kedushin, without ksuba. That's the issue to the stira. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim that says Kedushin is talking about the Pilagish of that without Kiddushin is talking about the Pilagish of a Melech. And the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus is talking about Pilagish of a Hedyot, and that's with Kiddushin. So in the Sechah Sanhedrin in the Bavli, it says that Pilagishim don't have Kiddushin. It's talking about a Melech. And when it says in the Yerushalmi Ksubis, it's mashmah that they do have Kiddushin. There's no Ksuba, but there is Kiddushin. That's talking about a Hedyot. The Rambam in Ishus is mashmah, as the Magid Mishnah brings, that there is Kiddushin, that's talking about a Hedyot, and the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim is talking about the Pilagish of a Melech. There's no Kiddushin. Now the Rambam says that in Hilchos Malachim, Bekoino is a Beyichud Bilvad, Muteres Loi Are Yichud Koine, Kerei Hanu Ede Yichud Sovi, he's Koine, this Pilagash, just with Yichud, and she's permitted to him. So Yichud is Koine, Ki Hainu Ede Yichud, Hainu Ede Bia. They had the Yichud of the Ede Bia. And that was said about a Melech. But Behejav, we say, Shtei Dei, Asachat Sheish Pilegah Shal Hejot Kiddushin. Kloim Al Yichud L'Shem Bia, He L'Shem Kiddushin, Vlor Min Eshad Amos Abilos Abilos Nus Kshiyichud Al Vok Suba Ein La, Ki Bem Sachil Pein Ksub La Kiddushin Udin Momen, Udin Yisir Erva. For on his bar, Sifre Em Fol Shei Ashatz Va Shulchan Aruch, He Meish Gedo Shal Eish Asish Be Pilegah Shal Kol HaPachot Sofak Eish Asish. So by a melech, he's Messiachid, and that's it. And then she's his Pilagish. But by a Hedyot, we say that there is Kiddushin. And when they're Messiachid, the Shem Bia, this Bia is going to be the Shem Kiddushin. And we don't say a person makes his Bia Bila's Nus when he's Miachid, or when he sets her aside as his wife. But Ksuba she doesn't have, because the chilek between Ksuba and Kiddushin is Din Mammon. The Ksuba is about Mammon and Kiddushin is about the Din Erva. And the Shaila is there a gedder Eishes Ish Bepilegish? Or is there a gedder of Suffolk Eishes Ish Bepilegish? In the Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Simen Yer Gimel Siv Zayin Pilegish Miuchedes Li Sharotzi Dinosi Elacher Tzricha Lahamtin. So if you have a pilagish that's best set aside for a certain man, and then she wants to marry somebody else, she has to wait. You may have chana, she has to wait 3 months so that she knows who potential baby is from. We say that if she was mezane, she doesn't need avchana. So if she was stama mezane, they wouldn't need avchana. This nus doesn't require avchana, whereas the pilagish does require avchana. So the Mepharshim say that a Pilegish is a Shtikol Eishasish. V'lachein Shapir Yeshloim Rasha'in L'Ksuba. V'shim L'Ksuba Havi Sveika D'Memoindiv Sveika D'Mona L'Kula. So since it's a Shtikol Eishasish, not completely, does she have Ksuba or not? So that's Mammon. Mammon is, you have to, you're Hamotz Merchavela V'Rai, you go L'Kula. Can't get any Mammon. Avo Kedushin is Sveika D'Yisura. The Sveika D'Yisura L'Chumra. But Kedushin is a Safik Yis, so there you go L'Chumra. So you say there is Kedushin. And therefore, if you say, so we have a suffix if a man is Makadish to half of him. Or Pachas Mishavapruta, maybe Shama Shavapruta B'Mada is referring to. So if we have a case of suffix Kedushin, we have to be Machmir and we need a get. And a Suffolk Mekudesha, Shalom is Garsha Beget, she's not allowed to marry to anybody. Saya Koin, Saya Yisrael. If we see in Ebenezer, Sim and Vav, Hashem Shuvah Sarash, Bafilin Tzvich Get L'Chumra. Haverech Get Apostle L'Kahuna. Even if a woman requires a Get L'Chumra, that already schmecks of a Get, that smells of a Get, and that passes her L'Kahuna. Now, if a Pilegish then gets a Get from the first husband, that she had Yichud with him, so she'd definitely be Asura L'Kohen. And now in our case, where she didn't get a get, rather they separated without a get, just like they had Yichud without Kiddushin. So now she's Becheska Safek Eishes Ish, Sveka Dereisim in the Torah L'Chumra, and she's Asura L'Kohen. And the Kiddushin aren't Chala anybody, because there's no Kiddushin. Neither with Chayvi Krisis nor with Chayvi Mises Beisdin. And this is a Chayvi Mises Beisdin. So that's what we're saying over here is that since she had, she was miyuchedes to the first guy, she was set aside for him. She never received her get that she needed the chumrah. So now she's usher to the kohen, usher to any man. And if she's usher to the kohen, she's never married to the kohen. She's never married to the kohen, then the children she had with him are not mamzerim. So the next year we're going to get into the li neder. In the coming year we're going to get into civil marriage. So we have the kpilega shaila and civil marriage shaila. So that's for the next get together in Yirtzeh Hashem. And obviously this is an extremely broad topic. There's tons and tons of literature on this, but we have a special chiba for Rabbi Stern and his farm. So Yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to go weiter b'li neder and see hopefully the mother's farm as well. Very, very fascinating. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. To the most beloved friend of the other, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.